Little girls made the maker. The maker made the man. Man made the problem kid to claim it by his hand. And the apple picking young ones, Caesar having been packed away, run from the flies and locusts.
Hello, this is Blaise Bonpain with World Focus. Friends, we have a pathetic situation in which the sharing of delusional ideas by two unlikely sources may be the actual spark of an international conflagration. I'm speaking of the very strange relationship between fundamentalist Christians and the Likud Party of Israel. Groups of Christians which focus on Armageddon and rapture, and stupidly translating this as a need for a war between Muslims and Jews to bring about the second coming of Christ, are capable of transforming the Israel-Palestine conflict into a war of civilizations that will be worldwide. Young George Bush is in the loop of this anti-intellectual, ahistorical, and fanatical trap. As the United States directs its attention to Islamic fundamentalism, it refuses to see the Taliban-like elements of Christian and Jewish fundamentalism. As we wage war on Islam at home and abroad, we continue to support extremist settlers in the occupied territories of Israel, while Muslim charities are shut down in the United States without the government offering any evidence of links to terrorism. Known terrorist organizations such as the Jewish Defense League are not placed on the government's list of terrorist organizations. Ralph Reed, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and other fundamentalist leaders are now supporting the most extreme Israeli positions. They claim they are hastening the second coming of Christ. Biblical literalists generally seem to miss the entire point of scriptural language, and this case is no exception. They have dug up dispensational premillennialism, the theology of John Darby in the 19th century, as reflected in the works of Hal Lindsey's The Late Great Planet Earth, or the Left Behind books by the Reverend Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. They claim that Christ's faithful will be caught up in the clouds and given new immortal bodies, while the rest of the population faces the horrors of the bad days. All this requires that the Jewish temple, destroyed in 70 AD, be rebuilt, and after a period of tribulation, Jesus will return. Jews who accept Jesus will enter the kingdom along with faithful Christians. Others will perish violently. The fundamentalist Jews, however, claim that this will be the true establishment of the State of Israel and the extension of its sovereignty to the West Bank, Gaza, and beyond. The temple will be rebuilt, the Messiah will arrive, and the redemption of the world will be at hand. Rabbi Chaim Dov Beliak states of the fundamentalist settlers, they are very problematic because they are going to cause World War III. There's a complete denial of any rights that the Arabs might have. There's an attempt to use the Bible as a land deed. It's fantastic the length of religious nationalistic jingoism these people are prepared to go, said Beliak. There is no distinction between the settler movement and the current Israeli government. Sharon is the architect of the settler movement and the creator of the idea that there is no room for Arabs to live between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. There is simply no support for these fanatical fundamentalist interpretations in reputable Catholic or mainline Protestant theological perspectives. It seems to me that there is only one fundamentalism wearing different costumes. It is simply the psychological fixation that I have the truth, and outside of my truth there are only devils What is more, I have to kill the devil, unquote. All of this fundamentalism, blessed by Bush and Sharon, will escalate madly if the United States invades Iraq. That is why we have rallies in Washington, D.C., and in San Francisco to say no and not in our name. Now, after some good music, I would like to introduce our guest.
And worries might be bad, but the jails are getting taller and the schools are getting had. Na 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 na. And this might be a judgment, and judgment might be lame, but the gavel and the dollar should not be the same as in the big time. They make it hard to overthrow the big time. Problem kids took over from sea to shining sea. You can still participate. Just call 900-DEMOCRACY.
Friends, today we are very fortunate. We're going to have Greg Palast with us. But before I introduce Greg, I'd like you to call 818-985-5735 and become a member of KPFK. We're counting on you to do that. That's how we exist. That's how we're able to get these great journalists on our program. That's how we're able to give you something you'll never hear on commercial media. Please join us today, 818-985-5735. Now, today you can actually receive books done by Greg Palast, signed books for an $80 membership. And also he has another book, Silencing Political Dissent, for a $50 membership. Let me tell you who Greg is. He's an award-winning reporter for the BBC Television's Newsnight and The Observer of London. Greg Palast's extraordinary reports have been front-page news in Europe, yet blocked out of America's mainstream media. To Americans who cannot read his stories printed in Britain's Observer, he is America's journalist hero of the Internet, says Alan Colmes of Fox Television. Palast won Britain's highest journalism honors for his 1998 undercover investigation of influence peddling within Tony Blair's cabinet by Enron and other U.S. corporations. He then turned his sleuthing skills on the Bush money trail, uncovering for BBC and The Observer the uncomfortable truths of how the Bush administration quashed investigations of Saudi financing, of terror, and Poppy Bush's extraordinary methods for shuffling his bank account and his son's campaign coffers. So we're going to hear from Greg Palast, a most unusual author who's with us today. Greg, I think we're at one of the most serious moments in the history of the United States. Did you see anything unusual about the election of Jeb Bush just recently?
Well, what you're seeing is that Jeb Bush wasn't satisfied with stealing the election for his brother in Florida in the year 2000. They're doing it again right now.
How's that happening?
Okay, so what's happening is, for those, in fact, if you read my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, what you will get is the information on exactly how this character stole the election, and that the at the heart of it was removing tens of thousands of black voters from the voter rolls.
Right. I know we have your book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and listeners can have that book for $80 contribution to KPFK, signed book by Greg Palast, or they can get the Greg Palast video for $75 by calling 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. And Greg will tell you in the book about how all of these black voters were removed from the rolls in Florida.
And right, and they were done. That was done illegally. And in fact, now we got, by the way, the company that did this rotten little purge operation called ChoicePoint. That company has now fessed up because they were sued by the NAACP and said that there were 94,000 people that they targeted to knock off the roll. 94,000, overwhelmingly Democrats, half of them African American and Hispanic. 91,000 of those people were innocent. When I say innocent, see, they were, the excuse for knocking them off was that these people were supposedly criminals and felons not allowed to vote in the state of Florida. In
fact, folks, you're not going to hear about this on other media.
No,
you're going to hear about it on KPFK.
You're not going to get close to it. Believe me, 91,000 of those people were innocent. That was the election for the presidency. It was only decided by 537 votes. But here's the kicker. Jeb Bush is in the fight of his life. The polls show him and his Democratic opponent, Bill McBride, as dead even, statistical dead heat right now. Jeb Bush, because he was sued by the NAACP, the state was sued, he and Catherine Harris, have said, yeah, oh golly, we made a big mistake, and we're so sorry. We're going to return these nice black voters to the voting rolls next year.
Call us 818-985-5735 to be able to get The Best Democracy Money Can Buy by Greg Pallast. We hope you will do that for an $80 premium. This is a very critical moment in U.S. history. It's not only Florida. It's what's happening in Venezuela. Hugo Chavez is in the process of trying to maintain his presidency in Venezuela. Do you have any thoughts on the recent so-called strike there?
Well, yeah. I mean, one thing you don't get in the news. I was down in Caracas. In fact, I interviewed the President Chavez. Oh, by the way, our president, someone in the White House, when asked how come the U.S. is backing the overthrow of the elected president of Venezuela, the White House spokesman said, well, winning a majority of the votes doesn't make your government legitimate, which is, given the victor of Florida, that's what you'd expect him to say.
Well, that's what they felt about in Chile as well, yes.
That's right. So, I mean, we have in Washington a kind of pinhead mob which has a deep distrust of democracy.
Now, we had a case in the situation in Venezuela where the AFL-CIO, a group known as ACILS, which replaced the old AFIELD, is alleged to have made an effort to overthrow Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. Do you believe that there's something to that story about?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's no question that it's very sad actually, because John Sweeney, the head of the AFL-CIO, is a pretty good guy. But I don't know. I mean, here they've just missed the mark and gone rotten on us.
Well, this is tragic because there they are. He's a populist president, and we want people to know about this, and they can find out about it by listening to KPFK, calling 818-985-5735 and becoming a member. And for that membership, you can receive Greg's book. And also, if you wish to receive my book on the commentaries, Pacifica Radio Commentaries, Guerrillas of Peace, I'm in the bargain basement for a $50 membership. Greg is in the upper part of the store at $80 for a signed book, $75 for the video, and $150 for the Greg Pallast pack, signed book and video.
Well, but, yeah. Hey, listen, Blaze, this is a good deal. $80 to sign it. In fact, I can come over your house and sign it.
Well, okay,
you know,
and
whatever.
I'll tell you what, I'll trade you.
But I
underpriced you. You see, I'm selling mine for a $50 membership.
It's a good deal. I think I'll have to pick one up for sure.
Okay.
In fact, actually, one thing I want to tell people is I've been exiled to Britain to report the news. But despite the fact that I've been living in London, I've been a member of the Pacifica Station. One network station or another, and for about 35 years. I won't let you figure out my age from that. But
well, I'd say you're probably about 36 years old. That is really wonderful.
Yeah, right.
You started that.
I was in diapers wearing my. But anyway, I've been a member for 35 years. I started out in KPFK, living in the valley there, and to me, KPFK was Radio Free Los Angeles.
Of course,
the only thing that kept me sane, so I wouldn't go completely bonkers mad listening to the bubblegum music and the half-wit news. And it's only gotten worse.
That's why people have to call 818-985-5735 now and become a member of KPFK. We are listener-sponsored. We are here because of you. We're here to reflect the thoughts of the people at the base of society. And that's why we decided, Greg, to select you as one of our honorees this year.
Because I'm the bassist, I suppose. But anyway, let me give you one example of why you need this station and why you need the Pacifica Network. You should be supporting this. Because when I was in London, and every single paper in the United States, there was no exception, reported that Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, this was back in April, had resigned from office because he realized how unpopular he was. The story was completely, absolutely bogus. What had happened is the president had literally been kidnapped by a bunch of berserkers and generals and the chairman of the Venezuelan Chamber of Commerce. Talk about heavyweight lobbying, right? They kidnapped the president for a couple of nights.
Yes.
And but you had this phony story in the United States. Page one, every paper in America said he had resigned from office. I was able to find out through diplomatic channels. I spoke on cell phones to members of his cabinet who had spoken to the president while he was in captivity. And he did not resign. I got the word out in Britain. And the only way I can get that story into America, it was 3 in the morning in London, is I was able to call back to the Pacifica stations, first to KPFK and KPFK, and was Pacifica, which was the first outlet in the United States to put the lie to that story.
Folks, you have to become a member of this station by calling 818-985-5735 so that you can get the news behind the news. As you know, much of the commercial news is written on the back of the ads, and the ads have a very profound influence on the news. Here's a station that doesn't have ads. We're trying to get to the very core of what takes place. We're looking constantly for people like Greg Palast, investigative journalists who will dig behind the story and find out what's happening with Hugo Chavez, who he is, why the people at the base of the society in Venezuela are so much for him at a time when we as a nation are looking for more oil. He'll be happy to sell us the oil, but he also would like to see some of that profit accrue to the people of Venezuela. That's what it's about.
I would suggest, so you know what you're getting on KPFK, if you're in Britain, you can see my reports on the National Nightly News. In fact, go to www.gregpalast.com. GregPalast.com, and on the left side of the page, click on the real video. You can actually watch the BBC television reports, which you're denied in the United States. They're the top of the news worldwide except America. The real story of what's going on in Venezuela, but you can hear it after I report on BBC for the National Nightly News. I know I can't get these words into the American mainstream, so what I do is I get it into radio, the real Radio Free America, Pacifica, and I always report, by the way, voluntarily, free of charge, for the Pacifica Radio Network.
818-985-5735. Become a member now of Pacifica. Become a member of KPFK. And you will receive Greg Palast's signed book for $80 and my unsigned book for the bargain basement price of a $50 membership, Pacifica Radio Commentaries by me, Blaise Bonpain, Gorillas of Peace. So you have your choice. And not only that, but you can get Greg Palast's video for $75. That's a Ralph Cole Special Edition, Florida Gate, and also for $150, Greg Palast Pack, signed book and video. This is your opportunity. Greg, we had about 400,000 people on the streets of London protesting the intrusion, the possible intrusion into Iraq. Is that unusual for Great Britain?
Well, actually, it is quite unusual for Great Britain at this time.
Cause, I thought it was.
Britain, just like every place else, is lost interest in the planet. I think there's a great fear that that we have an illegitimate president in the White House. With this, you know, when we talk about an unelected, you know, a dictator with hands on weapons of mass destruction, not only in Baghdad, unfortunately, but a lot closer to home. And that's what I think is scaring, you know, scaring the bejesus out of people in Europe.
I think with reason, because the person in the White House is recklessly endangering the people of the United States as well as the rest of the world. And we are extremely concerned about this. It is a very dangerous moment, and there seems to be no awareness of this on his part. That's why we want our people to call 818-985-5735. Become a member of Pacifica. Become a member.
You know what? And you get free, you know, without the, as a bonus, part of our bonus pack, you get to be on John Ashcroft's list as soon as you join up.
Well, yes, you know, that's another triumph.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you don't want to be left off. I wouldn't show up at a party unless your name was on Ashcroft's list. You know?
Right.
You just can't raise your head. And certainly joining this station will certainly boost your standing.
818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Please join us as a member. We need you. We want to get the word out. We want you to hear the news that you're not going to get on commercial media. I'm Blaise Bond Payne. I'm speaking today with Greg Pallast, an award-winning reporter for BBC Television's Newsnight, The Observer of London. Greg Pallast's extraordinary reports have been on the front page news in Europe, yet blocked out of the American mainstream media, and we're very happy to have him speaking today. And also, we at the Office of the Americas have chosen him as one of our awardees for this year, together with Martin Sheehan, Kelly Campbell, and Barry Amundson, who are members and founding members of Families for Peaceful Tomorrows.
By the way, people can attend the awards ceremony with myself and Martin Sheehan and Blaise here, right? How do people sign up for that? It would be raising money for
your group. All they'd have to do would be to give us a call at 323-852-9808.
The other way to get the information is to go to my website, www.gregpallast.com, for the Office of the Americas. Sign up. I'd love to see people there, because it's nice to put faces with listeners. And so, once again, this is the only station you're going to get in your broadcast area that's going to give you anything close to, like, non-nonsense news. When, Blaise, you asked me about Venezuela, I got to tell you, I picked up the San Francisco Chronicle. I went from Caracas to California. And the San Francisco Chronicle, page one, had a picture of 200,000 people marching against Hugo Chavez, and they said, you know, 100, 200,000 people march against for the ouster of the president of Venezuela. And you think, gosh, this guy's unpopular. What they didn't tell you, literally zero mention in the article, is that the same day as the demonstration against Chavez was a demonstration for Chavez with 500,000 people. I know I was there. I counted both crowds for BBC. We're up on the 10th floor of a building, and we do account with our cameras.
That's striking. 818-985-5735. Please join us so that you can get this kind of reporting, to realize that you have 500,000 people marching in favor of Chavez while you have people marching against him, and the ones marching against him appear in the press in the United States, and those supporting him are not reported. That is really shameful.
They lie to you, and then they charge you. If you think that the other radio stations are free, let me tell you, it isn't. You are taxed. You're taxed when you buy your toothpaste. You're taxed when you buy a car. And then there's also a brain tax, because what they do is that they're emptying out your brain, and they're filling it with goo, with news goo. And so what you have to do is, look, you brush your teeth every day, right?
Yes.
So I want you to, and you floss your teeth, I hope. So what you need to do now is you need to use not only your dental floss, but KPFK, your mental floss.
818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. We're asking you to become a member of KPFK. Listener support.
By the way, Blaise, you know, the trick for those of you who have figured it out, if you dial 818-985, the last four letters are KPFK.
So that's right.
818-985-KPFK.
That's it. And Greg, I have a question for you. You know, I have received many emails suggesting seriously that acting president of the United States, Martin Sheehan, run for president. Now, this is I've been surprised by it, but it has not been one or two. It has been many have been suggesting that he pull a Jesse Ventura and that he run for president to see if we can get out of this mess.
Well, I'm afraid of that type of president. You could end up with, if you start with Martin Sheehan, the next thing you know, you could have Ronald Reagan as president.
Well, we had him.
Yes, I'm saying is that I think we've tried the...
this is the antithesis of...
But yeah, I mean, Martin Sheehan, for those who don't know, is one terrific guy. He and I, in fact, were working to support the work of Father Jose Alas in Salvador, in Nicaragua, many years ago.
Yes,
we should be so lucky to have Bartlett as our president.
Well, I've seen him.
I also like his Bartlett's the PR woman.
I've seen Martin under stress in Nicaragua. Uh-huh. I've seen him literally under fire, and he is a very courageous man. And he says always, "I'm a human being first, and an actor second." And we're just very proud of how he has behaved before the world, and how he has been a voice for the voiceless. And I guess when I began reading those incoming emails and letters from people saying, "Why doesn't he do it? We've got to get out of this mess," I began thinking, well, you know, the other side did it with Ronnie Reagan. Maybe now we can have a progressive approach with Martin Sheehan.
It starts right here. We're starting the grassroots Sheehan Bartlett for president.
That would really be
fascinating. In fact, here's the catchy title. How about re-elect Bartlett?
Yeah, there you go. That's
how
right.
About that? Re-elect Martin
and,
Sheehan.
Literally.
You know? After all, but the difference will be is that unlike our current president, we would actually like Sheehan to be elected.
Yes, that would be nice for a change.
Elected by a majority of one in the U.S.
You know, Greg, we felt really betrayed by the vote for the war from so many congresspeople. After we had checked carefully to see the calls were coming in up to 1,000-1 against the war to offices of congresspeople throughout the nation. I mean, people like Henry Waxman were receiving a deluge of calls saying, "Don't support this war." He went ahead and did it anyway. Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. The guy who told me why was on my television program in London, Dan Rather,
mm-hmm.
of CBS, and he said he cannot, and this is why you get the right news and on your station, you won't get it on CBS. He says if you take a position contrary to the president, and he's even talking to the newsman, and if you ask the tough questions, whether you're a newsman or a politician, he says if you ask the tough questions, you're considered unpatriotic and you. And he said necklace, you know, like when they used to put burning tires around people's necks in South Africa, that's how he was feeling. That if he were to literally, Dan Rather said that if he on the national news were to ask a serious question, he would be necklaced. He's afraid
folks,
to ask hard questions.
Call us at 818-985-5735,
818-985-5735. And you're asking politicians to ask hard questions. I mean, what was amazing to me is Senator Byrd, of course, he's 82 years old, and he knows he's not running for re-election, but, you know, very right-wing by anyone's analysis was saying this is not even a question of whether we're for or against war or terrorism or Saddam Hussein. We're giving a blank check to a president. We don't even know what the heck he's doing. He hasn't made a case.
Greg, patriotism is not militarism. And when militarism is called patriotism, it's known by Webster's Dictionary as jingo. We've had months of jingo coming from the president, months of manipulation of fear, which is one of the lowest forms of politics. We used to have a president who said we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Now we have one that is just playing the fear game every day, saying they're coming, and I will protect you.
Except he forgot about one thing. You notice how interesting. I was fascinated by the fact that I'm here speaking to you from New York City, and I've just moved back to my country, the United States, from London. And I'm here in New York. I used to work in the World Trade Center, by the way. And on the one-year anniversary of all those killings, we had the president here in our city, New York, who berated the United Nations, beating the drums of war. But he forgot to mention the guy who killed all those people, Mr. Bin Laden. We've forgotten all about that. It's like Martin Sheehan doesn't forget from one season to the next, but our president seems to have a certain amnesia, which is that, you know, okay, he didn't get Bin Laden. He certainly didn't stop terrorism, as we now see by the hostage-taking in Moscow. There really are some pretty nasty people out there, but he can't take care of those, though. It's a new season and a new program, and you're supposed to forget about last season's
818-985-5735. Join us as a member of KPFK Pacifica Radio so that you can hear Greg Palast. You can hear the award-winning journalist, the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And we're happy to send you a copy of that that will be your premium if you send $80. We'll send Greg's signed book for $75, Greg Palast video, and for $150, Greg Palast pack, signed book and video, and for the bargain basement price of $50, I'll send you my book, Pacifica Radio Commentaries, Reports, and Other Works which examine and promote the ideology of peace known as Guerrillas of Peace for a $50 membership, 818-985-5735. It's extremely important that you call us at this critical moment, what I feel is the most critical moment in the history of our country at this time. We have a runaway power of the military, industrial, corporate, prison, gun complex that has become far more important to the politicians than the citizens. We are sovereign. We're a sovereign people, and they have to respect that. They're supposed to represent us. They're supposed to look like servants, act like servants, behave like servants, or get out of office. That's our theory of government. They are not behaving as servants, and so we want to get other servants. We need a regime change. Thank you for being
right.
With us.
I'd just be happy with the straight news. In fact, those of you who think, hey, listen, that they supported the war resolution, okay, what you're going to get on KPFK is at least the information so that you can decide. What's happening, and what Dan Rather was talking about, is that he's not allowed to bring up the debate. He's not allowed to bring you the information. It's not a matter of whether you're for or against the resolution, ultimately. You want to know what's going on, or do you want to, do you want to operate blind? Who's flying this plane at the moment? Why don't you find out, and you'll hear it on this station.
818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Do call, become a member. Many of you have been listening to KPFK, and we know that you're not members yet, and we're asking you, saying we know who you are, and
actually, Bush knows who you are. here's one that you'll love. You know, the company that came up with the rotten list, which fixed the election in Florida, company that came up with this list of 94,000 people, half of them black, who were knocked off the voter registry illegally in Florida. That gave you your president. It's going to reelect Jeb Bush. That same company, which is Choice Point of Atlanta, do you know who is getting the biggest contracts under the Patriot Act?
Three guesses.
Choice Point. Okay. I gave it to you. I wasn't even going to let you guess. Because they are the ones, they're one of the biggest database companies in the United States of America. They have 20 billion records on you and me, Blaze, and everyone listening. They
give us a call,
folks. They know
who you
are, they know where you live, and until the Patriot Act, the United States police agencies were not allowed to use those massive commercial databases with your credit cards, et cetera, unless you've committed a crime and they have a warrant, or that they have a reasonable reason to go through your personal record. But under the new Patriot Act, they're going to be paying Choice Point a bundle to make those files available to agencies, whether you've committed a crime or in their suspicion you're just a suspect person.
818-985-5735. We're inviting you to become members of KPFK. Friends, realize that many of us witnessed, I know I was in Iraq in 1991, and there was 88,000 tons of bombs dropped on that country. It was not enough to continue the bombing for 11 more years. It was not enough to embargo food and medicine, to starve the people and watch their children die of malnutrition and preventable diseases. Those of us that have been there have seen it as a country in ashes. Almost 2 million people have died, as the cult leaders in Washington talk about one man, but 1.7 million are confirmed dead. As they maim and kill this number of people, they talk about one individual, and this is part of a cult madness. We want you to be members of KPFK. so that you can listen to those of us who have been to places like Iraq, so you can listen to Greg Palast, so you can understand that there is a great fraud going on here. And I'd love to be able to send you Greg's book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, for a contribution of $80, and it would be very enlightening to you. And, of course, I'm trying to underbid him with my book called Gorillas of Peace for only
$50. I would go for the Gorillas book. I mean, the other thing is that, you know, I was just named two of us are gorillas. That's just named Gorilla News Network's Gorilla News Reporter of the Year. So it's like we're practically a zoo. There's two gorillas here.
That's wonderful.
The other thing is what I'm worried about, and again, asking questions. I just got an award from Project Censored out in California.
Yes.
California State University.
Oh, yes. That's a very important award.
And, it's Project Censored, but the problem is it's one of those awards you don't want to get because it says your story is not being covered
yes.
in the U.S. news. But I got to tell you, the story that I got the award for that was censored by the mainstream, which was how Bush, before September 11th, quashed the investigations of the Bin Laden family and Saudi Arabian financing of terror. Now, of course, when I say it was censored, you have to understand it was the first report on the nightly news in Britain. I mean, I was on national and international TV and the front pages of the major papers around the world. Except in the United States, where this story was killed. But there was one little chink in the electronic Berlin Wall, and I was able to report that story for KPFK, for KPFA, and for the other Pacifica news stations to get on your programs and explain the story that you weren't allowed to hear. And it's very important because questions must be asked. And this is what Dan Rather says. Listen, Dan Rather is basically saying, listen, he's given you the best reason to join this station.
818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. Friends, we want you to join us. We realize that Greg Palast won Britain's highest journalism honors for his 1998 undercover investigation of influence peddling within Tony Blair's cabinet and also by Enron and other U.S. corporations. He then turned his skills on the Bush money trail, uncovering for BBC and The Observer the uncomfortable truths of how the Bush administration quashed investigations of Saudi financing of terror and Poppy Bush's extraordinary methods for stuffing his bank account and his son's campaign coffers. So, Greg, we're extremely happy to have you with us, and we hope our members will realize that this is the kind of investigative reporting they're going to hear if they call 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735, and become a member of KPFK. We have people listening now, people that are taking down your number and able to get back to you as a member.
That's right. What I'd like to do is, I'll tell you what, here's a good deal. Get Blaze's book, get the $50, send in $80, but ask for Blaze's book and read some of my stuff on my website.
Wow, this is terrific.
GregPalast.com, and let KPFK have the extra $30. By the way, as you know, these books are given as either free or at cost to KPFK. I mean,
this is a brilliant idea. I think we've got a deal here.
I realize that people may not know that, actually. We are not like these, you know, if you hear these celebrity pitches for charity sometimes on other stations, those celebrities are paid.
Oh, we don't sell them. We give them to the station,
right.
And the station takes them from there and is able to raise money by them. No, we haven't sold them anything.
That, you know, I realize that, you know, you hear people like Amy Goodman and others, you know, and you just imagine, you know, her big, long, white limousine. in fact, if Amy gets enough to get the air in her bicycles, I'd be surprised. So all I'm telling you is that you got people who are working their heart out to get you this news, this information.
Call 818-985-5735.
Not all the music you listen to has to be the brain dead bubblegum garbage that's on the dial there. I mean, you hear some pretty good stuff from jazz to new music to world music. I mean, your brain gets so big after you listen to KPFK, you got to, you know, you can't use a turtleneck sweater anymore.
Friends, we're at a time when the president is talking about preemptive strikes, including nuclear strikes. This is a threat to the people of the world. It's known as a crime against peace. If we do a preemptive strike against Iraq, then we can expect India to do a preemptive strike against Pakistan. We can expect China to do a preemptive strike against Taiwan, Russia to do a preemptive strike against Chechnya, and there just really won't be much left of the world. So we're at a critical moment here.
That's right. That's what we need. Preemptive memberships. In fact, given the state of the world, I'd join now because God knows what you'll be able to do between the Unpatriot Act and the what do we have, the Fatherland Security Office?
Very frightening.
Ashcroft is just put us together with.
Greg, the phrases in fascism have always been very warm. They were in the Third Reich kitchen, children. And what else? Church, the three Ks in German. And living in places like Argentina, you saw phrases like fatherland, home, and God. All of this is a typical phraseology of fascism, including words like homeland. If we look at the history of fascism.
Isn't that chilling? I mean, I can't believe that other people didn't find that chilling to talk about a home office of Homeland Security. I mean, I'd never heard, could imagine that America would have such phrases.
They
you
should.
Know, I immediately thought. I just saw Al Pacino in The Rise of Arturo Uy, the allegory of Hitler, and you know there was no question. Everyone in the audience was thinking, you know, this is the direction we are heading. I'm very, you know, look, we are not there yet. We're a long way. And that's why, and the reason why they can't take away our democracy so easily is that there is, no matter how many outlets they can scare, even if Dan Rather is scared of his own shadow, he's a nice guy, but he's scared of his own shadow and won't ask the questions. There are journalists who will ask questions, and you're listening to them.
We're going to hear a song during this, which will be cut in later, called Fear, Fearing Fear, Fearing Fear. And it's that kind of fear that creates paralysis so that people remain silent.
In fact, actually, I understand that people in Bush's cabinet call him the Fearer.
Yeah, right. That's it, because that's what he looks like. He's telling ghost stories to children. His eyes flash back and forth, and he's telling a ghost story, and you're supposed to be very frightened. Well, he does frighten me. There's no question about that. I'm frightened that someone like that, unelected, is in the presidency. I'm very concerned about it. I see something extremely shallow and extremely uninformed and very much at the service of other interests that do not represent the people of the United States. What has he done for the people of the U.S. as we cannot deliver health care? 15 clinics in Los Angeles are closing. That's less than the cost of one B-2 bomber, which is $1 billion to keep the clinics open in L.A.
Blaze, sound like a troublemaker.
I think,
you know, there is a website for troublemakers. If you can get a hold of Mr. Ashcroft, maybe we ought to give out that number.
Okay.
The neighbor snitch line?
Is that what it is? Oh, that sounds great. That's wonderful.
But I'll tell you,
the line I'd like them to call is 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. Become a member of KPFK, of Pacifica Radio.
I do have to say is that when they announced that snitch line, they asked you to call in the names of suspicious characters. I did the dial up and suggest Dick Cheney, but
extremely suspicious. I'm very concerned about his interest, his conflicts of interest, which are numerous, especially as relates to places like Iraq and oil. And
what's the conflict? We have a war. We make some money.
That is the
you know,
tragic.
It's so tragic that you have to laugh. As the Dalai Lama said, it wouldn't help to cry. And so, and in fact, if you read my book, no matter how ill-making the facts are, if you don't laugh, then I hope people missed my calling.
Will laugh, that we won't take ourselves too seriously, but we will continue to say not in our name, and that we believe that as people living in the United States, it's our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our name, and not in our name will they wage endless war.
I would like to resist the injustices of Mr. Saddam Hussein. I'm worried that
we're getting
another bait and switch. Remember, we supposedly eliminated this dangerous man in '91. We had George Sr. was the great desert stormtrooper who had saved us from Saddam. So why are we back?
I remember so well.
In 1991, during the attack, from high-level bombings, we had refugees, people swarming out of the city of Basra. You know, they showed all those smart bombs going off in Baghdad. Well, there were real dumb bombs that were dropped on Basra, and there wasn't collateral damage. There were something. Schwarzkopf himself thought that 100,000 civilians were killed coming out of Basra.
They destroyed the infrastructure. They destroyed the water.
The problem there is supposedly the people of Basra are Shiite Muslims who were opponents of Saddam Hussein. I'm surprised that Saddam didn't give the Bush family a bunch of medals for wiping out his enemies.
Yes,
so what he ended up doing is destroying Basra and the base of the opposition to Saddam Hussein.
818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. Become a member of KPFK.
And ask the questions. Get the information. I don't know what the real situation is. Which way people should or shouldn't vote on any particular legislation, or which way people should vote on for or against any political party. What I do want to do is say, if you listen to this station, you're going to get some real information, and you're also going to get some kooky, crazy, worthless information. But heck, you know, that's you got to have got to keep it have a forum for everything.
We're offering premiums today, friends. We're offering Greg Palast's signed book for $80. That is the best democracy money can buy. We're offering his video for $75, and we're offering the Greg Palast pack for $150. And I have underbid them all with my premium of Guerrillas of Peace on the air Pacifica radio commentaries for a $50 pledge. And it's up to you,
that's
folks.
That's right. And for $100, you can get two of Blaze's books and give one to your goofy brother-in-law in Utah who thinks that that Bush is going to save us from the terrorist mobs coming across the water.
Right.
You know, someone's got to straighten out these guys. You know, so get the book. You've got the man on the air. You're not going to hear Blaze anywhere else. You're not going to hear him on 22 Minutes and We'll Give You the World News.
Think about it, folks. We have people that go through the terror every day of knowing they are deathly ill and they have no medical coverage. France does. We can't afford it, you see, because we have to buy B-2 bombers. But people are dying because they cannot have any health care. Over 42 million people without health care of any kind. We're watching our schools deteriorate. We're watching our water and air become more polluted. And we can't compete with the social conditions of small nations, whether it be Scandinavia, whether it be the European countries. We can't even offer our workers a decent vacation that they might receive if they were part of the European system. So why don't we realize that militarism is choking us to death, and that we want to build a peace system to replace the war system. And we have this incipient in the formation of the UN, far from perfect, but people like Ramsey Clark have been working on it to say what structures and how the structures could be changed to make the UN more perfect. Call 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Become a member of Pacifica. You need this station. We are not influenced by corporate power, which is responsible for the censorship of the major news sources in this country. The news is written on the back of the ads. The ads have the power over the news. That's why we're fortunate today to have Greg Palast with us, and we want you to read his book, to get it as a premium, and we want you to become a member by calling 818-985-5735. Greg, we're anxious to see you in Los Angeles at November 2nd at our 19th anniversary struggle, and we're going to celebrate that together with Martin Sheehan and Kelly Campbell and Barry Amundson, who
That's
are members
right.
and founders of Families for Peaceful Tomorrows.
And if people want to see Blaze and I and Martin Sheehan, our the real president, not the acting president, then you can go to my website. You have a website too, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Blaze, what is that?
Ours is www.officeoftheamericas.org.
Or mine is gregpalace.com. You get the information how you can see us for a donation to Blaze's terrific human rights organization. I should also say that there is a chink in the electronic Berlin Wall. I will be on November 5 on KCET in Los Angeles, and in also a couple of your other. Let's see, it's KLCS, one of your smaller PBS stations, WLCS, on October 31st, November 1st. A film called "Counting on Democracy," which is about the theft of the election in Florida, this film. Now, what's very interesting about it is that you're going to see this on your Los Angeles station in defiance of the public broadcasting system, which refused, despite the fact that they actually helped fund the film. When they found out that Greg Palace was on it, and I kid you not, they said they were not going to distribute the film to the PBS station on their satellite. But your local stations have courageously said, we don't care. KCET, November 5, 10 p.m., and KLCS, 10 p.m. on October 31st.
We're happy to hear that because
right.
It's so tragic to see public television having ads of automobile
it's
companies.
It's even worse because, you know, one of the big problems you have that you don't have on a network, if you have a film that you want to make for PBS, they'll say, fine, here's 10% of the money. Well, if you're, I've had black broadcasters who've been unable to make films because PBS says we don't keep off black producers, but they don't give them any money. They'll give corporate, the pro-corporate operators like guys that did saw that that complete piece of propaganda garbage from the Commanding Heights. It's wonderful pro-globalization nonsense.
The Panama Deception won the Academy Award as the best documentary of the year when it was produced,
right.
And it has not yet been aired on public television.
I know you can't get, and part of it is that you've got it is a corporate. The productions are still corporate sponsored in a way that's even more directly controlled by corporations than you'll get on NBC or CBS. So when you look at the so-called public broadcasting system, it ain't public nothing.
We hope it will be.
If you want public broadcasting, you're listening to it right now.
818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. This is Blaze Bonpain, and I'm speaking with Greg Palace, an award-winning reporter for BBC Television's Newsnight and The Observer of London. Greg's extraordinary reports have been front-page news in Europe, yet blocked out in the American mainstream media. 818-985-5735, and you can become a member of KPFK Pacifica Radio, where your news will not be interfered with by the influence of corporate power, by the actual censorship of corporate power. It is so tragic that our people don't know what is happening. Oftentimes, when I find out what's really going on, what I say to myself for all of our people in the United States is, quote, we're better than that, unquote. We are better than that. Our leaders are not representing who we are, and that's what upsets me most of all. They must represent who we are, or we want them to get out of office. We want people in there that represent your family, your parents, your children, the wonderful people that you grew up with, not some militaristic, warmongering mania whereby all we've heard from our president for months is his avid desire to kill Iraqi people. Now, that has to stop. 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. We're just very happy to have had you with us today, Greg, and it's been a wonderful experience, and we look forward. Now, you're actually from this same valley, so I think you're going to be able to find your way around in this megapolis when you get here.
It's coming home. It's been a long, real long time. I mean, I graduated from Poly High in the valley in North Hollywood there.
Wonderful.
And I made my way out, crawled my way out. But ended up, if I want to report the news, I had to go to I had my choice if I wanted to report the news.
You know, one question about reporting.
Or go to London.
How about reporting the news in London? How about your chances of talking about the IRA? Is there much difficulty there? Is that something that's...
Well, there's no question. Look, it's not a Garden of Eden. I have a government-owned station. At least it's not corporate control.
Yes.
And I have done some pretty heavy investigating and accusations against the Prime Minister, who has done his best, by the way, to try to get me off the air. But I will say, I'm still here. I'm still reporting.
I get my
the Prime Minister, but you know what? If the heat had been put on a reporter in the U.S. like it was put on me in Britain,
mm-hmm.
the U.S. networks would have chucked people out. I'm telling you right now, I was notified that the PBS system did not want to run the film about the election because I appeared in it. I'm not kidding you. I mean, this is the word I got.
Absolutely.
Yesterday. I'm trying to trace that down. I'd like these little cowards to come out of the woodwork and confront me on it.
It would be nice. You know, my students acknowledge every day that they really appreciate BBC. They watch it here, and they can see the difference between the BBC style and what they've gotten on commercial media. 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. We want you to become a member of KPFK.
Right.
It's
now,
very
by the
important.
Way, there's a second film coming out, and I think there's going to be working something at KPFK called Unprecedented, also about theft election, by Los Angeles filmmakers Richard Ray Perez and Joan Steckler will be working with the station. You know, this you're going to be hearing stuff on this station that you can't hear anywhere else, from music to real radio documentary, a form that just doesn't exist on any other.
Joan Steckler's done a wonderful job in the production there, and we look forward to seeing that aired as well.
That's right. So what I if you want to get the info, this be the place. And it's you've got yourself the Che Guevara T-shirt and the Subcomandante Marcos the face mask and all the progressive fashion statement items. The real thing you want is that button that says, I am a member of KPFK. Now, of course, if you don't have any buttons, pretend you have a button.
Isn't it amazing that,
sure that
Che Guevara, he was the guy in 1967 who observed the Vietnam War and said, my God, with 500,000 troops, with napalm, with B-52s, with all the modern weapons when the other side doesn't have them, he said, you're losing the war. And then he said, what's going to happen when you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 many Vietnams? That's what we have today. That was the destruction of Rome and Greece. That was the destruction of the Aztecs and the Mayans and the British and the Spanish and every empire. And now we're in the same process, and we don't seem to be able to understand it. That's what upsets me, Greg.
Well, I think that people are getting it, even if the politicians don't. People get it. You can only fool them so long.
Yes.
You know? I mean, a better man than I had put that more clearly. But
Abe Lincoln.
Good old. He's there. You know, he's been in his grave a few times, got a few somersaults there. Yeah. And all we have to do is say, look, this is a community. One thing we have said in the progressive community is that we don't need, unlike corporate greedsters, we don't believe it's all for me, that we can work as a community. This is the test, man. You know, we're not going out to seize you and shake you down for a payment to this station. You can listen to it without charge. Though I have, whereas, like in London, I have an easier method. You have to pay your $100 license fee to listen to Greg Palast, or I can have you arrested. They go around little trucks. I'm not kidding you. Little trucks, little radar things.
Mm-hmm.
You have their TV on. If that house does not have that 100-pound television BBC license, you know, they fine you or they bust you. So how about that for a good method?
Not too good. That's a reason to call. 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. Become a member of Pacifica, a member of KPFK, and see what independent stations are about, independent news.
That's right. It's deeply cool. And as I was been talking about on some of the other programs, there was a study done at NYU by the Behavioral Science Department showing that people who joined Pacifica Radio Network stations within 3 months lost an average of 7 to 12 pounds. So if you want to, you know, slim down, join up.
Well, that's wonderful
to
know.
I always put in one line in every broadcast. catches me. But the idea is there. You know, I mean, like I say, I mean, your mind's filled with like gooey, fattening you know, junk food, junk news from CBS or WCBS or KPBS or whatever. If you want to, you know, get the junk, the goo out of your brain, use the mental floss, and that's membership. And I'm going to give you that in case you have somehow forgotten the number. It's not drilled in your brain. 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735.
Greg, we look forward to seeing you on November 2nd at the Office of the Americas Anniversary Celebration. I want to thank you so much for being on with us today. It's been such a pleasure today to have with us the award-winning reporter for BBC Television and Newsnight and the Observer of London. Thanks so much, Greg. It's been a joy, and we look forward to seeing you in the very near future.
Blaze, terrific.
Thank you.
Fear, fearing fear, fearing fear. There's a siren screaming in my ear. Election days are colder when pushing from the rear. Is fear, fearing fear, fearing fear. And friends, I've never seen it quite so thick. Minds of clay are now of brick. Montana, Oklahoma, no, revolution is never near. With fear, fearing fear, fearing fear. Or men fearing men for loving men. If ever there was sense, this is the end. Dole returns even money, saying it just might be queer. Fear, fearing fear, fearing fear. Just look at any war and you will see. King Herod, Bosnia, 39 in Germany. In each their own time, in each their own gear. They had fear, fearing fear, fearing fear. Buchanan, Duke, Gingrich, Limbaugh, Helms. Creeping like Freddy on streets of Helms. Stealing the wheel for a car they cannot steer. With fear, fearing fear, fearing fear. Prophet that walked the world agreed. Pick anyone that you please. They say invite difference, and away we'll surely veer. From fear, fearing fear, fearing